Is Jusant worth our time? We're about to find out. Welcome, everyone, to episode 165 of 1 Hour, One Decision, 1H1D. I am Chris.
And I am Tom.
And we take 60 minutes and play a random game on Xbox Game Pass and decide, well, Tom, am I saying the name of this game correctly?
I believe you are, Chris.
Let's hope so, because I might make some people angry. But we're going to be talking about Jusant, made by Don't Nod. Game came out in October of 2023. I played this on the PC. It was a decent but paltry size in terms of the landscape of games that we played so far. 8.72 gigabytes on the PC. Tom, what about you?
That slight discrepancy once again on the Series S, 8.89 gigabytes. It's like there's a couple, 100, 150 megs of space that a game just needs to be bigger on the Series S.
Extra achievements? I don't know. Who knows?
Flavor. But
what kind? Maybe it's flavor.
A song.
It's a song. Localization? No, we don't know. We don't know. But what kind of game is
that? I put third-person adventure puzzle game.
Okay. I just put third-person climbing adventure.
Because
guess what? Spoiler, you climb in this game. A lot.
Yeah, it's weird, Chris, because my game loop says climb to reach the next checkpoint, then climb to the one after that.
Ooh. Okay. I put climb until you can't climb no more. Because I mean,
yeah, very much so.
Very much, and
when you can't climb no more, you're mistaken. There's more climbing ahead of you
until you reach the end of the game. That's right. That's what I am interpreting from my experience so far in this hour. But let's talk about our experiences that we liked.
I appreciated very much that at the start of this experience, the game said, you're probably wondering what Jusant means. So we're just going to tell you. And it means a receding tide. It's just how you say it in French. So Thank you to the developer for tucking that in there right at the beginning of the game. I appreciated it.
Well done, Don't Nod. Yeah, I must have completely missed that, but I did not see that. But that's cool.
It was white text on a black background, Chris. Like, you really...
I honestly don't know how I missed that.
Do not have eyes.
I do not. I guess not. I was just... Because maybe my thing was I was just blown away at how this game looked. I think it had a great, very strong art direction in this game. And the game overall just felt very polished. It was just like we'll talk about it on dislikes here, but like it just every little bit of set pieces and stuff like that, they exude this kind of this flair to it. And I thought it was really cool. Like, it sets up this whole world without saying anything. Again, show don't tell. I think they did a good job about this, because you're dropped into this world and then you realize like this world was underwater, I guess, this whole time. And now there's this whole, and now all these people have disappeared. It's just very strange. It's like, what is going on? What's happening? It really got me involved, intrigued into the story. So that's kind of the stuff that I was really.
No. I wanted everything you said right now. I totally agree with. I think the setting is incredibly cool. I haven't seen it before. Like, you're at the ocean floor, but there's no ocean.
Yeah.
The art style just looks really neat. Like, it's very simple. It's not overly complicated, but it really does a great job of communicating the world to you.
Yeah.
And as you said, it does it with zero dialogue.
Right.
Like, there isn't any dialogue, but I have a really good sense, even just from the beginning in the first 5-10 minutes of like what's going on. Like, I was like, okay, I know where I am. I know what I got to do. and then it just, kind of thrusts you like, okay, start moving,
Yeah. Yeah. The other thing I want is like the animations, like the way that your character climbs, just like felt really good. Like, it was just something satisfying about, like, she had, I believe it's a she, I'll just say they to be, PC here, but they seem to have like a very fluid motion to them. It kind of reminded me of like Assassin's Creed, but you're actually controlling the climbing, as opposed to like, Assassin's Creed just kind of like auto climb for you or whatever.
Press the button and it climbs. No.
Right.
Like, you need to
Yeah.
All hands on deck here.
Yeah. It was very, like, I thought even, like, the way that you move is very set. Like, you use the triggers to, like, control the left and right hand and, you know, the left thumbstick to the direction that you want to go. And then the A button was, like, to jump. So, or yeah. And so it was like, but like you said, they kind of introduced these things in a nice pace. And you kind of like, and then like things started to click, like, okay, this is, I need to get to this objective. So I need, this is what I need to do. It was just very, very cool. Very cool.
Yeah. So. I liked completing chapters feels like progress. So does successful navigation of these puzzle challenges. Like
yeah.
each of these climbs is a little bit of a puzzle and yeah. you like kind of clip yourself in and then you start yeah. climbing, just kind of like yeah. the way you would in the real world. And then when you get to the top, you know, you can then release your rope basically and
yeah.
complete that section. It just feels like I'm getting somewhere.
Yeah.
Which I appreciated, especially like I keep harping on it, but like the game, there is no dialogue, right? So
right.
it's doing a good job of communicating.
Unlike a little to the left, you are seeing the progress that you're making because yes. you can see how far you've climbed.
Yeah, turn around and look back and see how high up you are.
Yeah, yeah. So that was cool. And I think we both put this in here, but my goodness, the music and sound audio in this game
was yes.
really good. I think it just fit perfectly. Like it's just like the overall experience of that is just wow. I was blown away with that.
Yeah. But. They nailed their like direction, like in terms yeah. of, you know, art and music, sound, like it all just comes together and it comes together really well. It all plays off each other and lends itself to telling this story.
Right. Well done. Well done. And then later on in my hour, I didn't realize that this thing was in your back the whole time, but this little guy comes out and he's like a little helper. He tells you what your next objective is, which I thought was really cool. And I get a way for the game to utilize the characters without kind of pulling you out into a UI right. and being like, okay, this is where you have to, what you have to do next. Cool. That's, yeah. I appreciated that.
If you can incorporate like helpful mechanics into yeah. the characters, that's always the way to do it. And it totally works here with this like little psychic jelly creature that's your buddy.
Yeah, and the UI, I was thinking about it right now, like it was very minimal, very minimal. So
yeah,
other than the tool tips that you get, but
yeah, and it keeps track of your stamina, which is the right. kind of the, in any game where climbing is a big part of it, like yeah. you need to know where you are, how likely are you to fall off.
Right yeah, cool. Anything else here you want to bring up about your likes, or
I am ready to move on if you're ready to move on.
Well then let's go, let's do it.
Well, I've got to say, you know, we alluded to it in the game loop, climbing is the whole game, right? yeah. It is unfortunately perhaps very repetitive. Like you climb, then you get to a ledge, then you find the next place that you climb, and then you climb some more, and you yeah. just kind of do that and do that and do that and do that.
Yeah.
So why is this a problem? Well, for me, it reminds me of like a piece of another game. So like,
okay,
there are climbing segments in lots of games. You mentioned Assassin's Creed. When I was playing this, I thought of Uncharted, right?
Okay.
And yep. like, okay, like, so you get to a wall in Uncharted and there's some marks on the wall that let you know that this is a thing that you climb, and you yeah. climb it, and then you get to the top of it, and then the game becomes something else again, right? It goes back to being a third person yeah. shooter. Right. So like having puzzles interspersed into an adventure game where like a puzzle is just part of the game, that variety gives the game spice and keeps the game interesting because you keep kind of switching back and forth in what you're doing.
Sure.
But here, like all you're doing is climbing. So like it to me, it kind of felt like the rest of the game was missing. If it's like a one trick pony.
Sure. But I will argue that the one trick, the pony here does, or the trick here is done very well.
Yes. And there's certainly more depth to it.
Yeah. I agree with you. It can be repetitive, but I think they do a decent enough job where the puzzles or the climb can tend to be varied, because then not only are you doing that, sometimes you have to swing cross or whatever. Yeah. So there's like a little bit of variation, but I can see where it could be like, okay, this is the only thing I'm doing. But for me, some of the stuff that I thought was a little frustrating was while the game does have no dialogue, and for the most part, it does a good job of explaining the world and all that stuff through, you know, visual storytelling, there's still a lot of reading. Like there's stuff that you pick up throughout the world And like, you have to like click through them. That's another thing. Like, just if you're going to give me a scroll of text, give me the scroll of text so I can move on. The fact that like you're, it's like slowing down my experience by doing that.
Yeah, so I thought that was. I'm with you. The lack of voice acting.
Yeah.
There's so much text to read.
Yeah.
And it's almost feels like they put it in there because they understood that they need to have something else besides just climbing.
Yeah.
And so it kind of feels a little shoehorned to me, where it's just like, well, our whole game is climbing. Well, the character's not going to shoot people. Yeah. You're not going to run into enemies. You don't even, you know, there's no stealth. There's no avoiding things. There's no shooting things. There's not really anything else. So it's like, well, we have to put something else in.
Right.
And so the solution was, we're going to scatter these letters throughout the world and the player's going to find them and read them. And, and like you said, it doesn't give it to you all at once. It kind of forces you to kind of click through it.
Yeah. The other thing was, the game, I guess, tries to give you, it gives you options to kind of explore a certain area. But then when you go to explore it, you're like, okay, this is what I went to do. A lot of it like felt like I was just opening a way for me to come back down. I'm like, what's the point of that? Like,
I don't want to go back down. The whole game is climbing.
Yeah, I need to go up. I'm going up. I don't want to go down. But it was like giving me options to come back up. And there was definitely certain points in the in my experience where, like, you know, I will like mess up a jump, so I have to climb my way up. So yeah, it gives you a little bit of a shortcut to get to that get back to that puzzle or whatever you're trying to get to. But yeah, like, I don't know. I felt like those are time wasters. I could just be climbing up and seeing that. So there was one particular area, though, where I was like, okay, I guess this is them kind of adding more to the world building. This is a little bit after you get your little guy pops out of his little bag. Mm-hmm. Or whatever. But yeah, so there was that. What else did you get here?
So exploring the world, right? I agree with you that there's a lot of like dead ends. Like there's no real reward for exploring. Yeah. I like games that, you know, give me an item or something because I went over here, you know?
Right.
But this is not a game that about items, right? It's not, there's not about like collecting gear so you can build something to help yourself. Like that's not here.
Yeah.
It's just not part of the game. But as a consequence of that, and I don't know, I guess because it is kind of on rails, there's a level of restriction. There's invisible walls. So let's say you're climbing a tower that kind of goes around a spiral style.
Sure.
My instinct, if I need to jump across to another one that's kind of adjacent, is go to some open place and then just jump.
Yeah.
But you can't do that.
Right.
And if you try to jump, the game doesn't even punish you by making you fall. It just won't let you jump. It's just, there's just an invisible wall there, and it doesn't make sense because when you're climbing in any other space, you can just freely jump.
Yeah.
So I just didn't like that. It kind of took me out of the experience where I was like, I mean, Tom, can't make that jump, but this character could make that jump.
Seems like it. I mean, she's got quite the grip strength to keep going up.
Yeah, right? Like, and to just be like, there's no reason I shouldn't be able to make this little hop here, except that the game doesn't want me to. And so it's like, no, you have to go on this path that we've set you on.
Right. Yeah, I definitely saw that also when there was like certain ledges that I thought, okay, maybe I can kind of climb down and like shimmy my way across it or whatever. But no, it just like you said, got the invisible wall. The other thing, like, as cool as the animations were, I thought the run animation was a little awkward. Like they weren't doing like a run, like a regular run. They weren't doing like a Naruto run with the hands behind their back. Yeah, they were just kind of like, their hands were just in this being covered by whatever they're wearing. Yeah. And I was like, what's going on? Like, who runs like that? Like, it was very, very awkward. I mean, of course I'm nitpicking here, but like, that was the one thing.
Who runs like that are characters who don't want to have a complicated run animation.
I guess so.
If you're an art team and you want to save some corners or something.
Yeah, well, they save some corners by making objects that you get stuck on. So that was annoying because I definitely had a couple of times where I'm like climbing or like jumping or thinking I was going to a particular area. I fall in in a section where like you're stuck behind literally like a pot that you would think you could just at least knock back over or whatever. And like, no.
The geometry got you.
Yeah, it really got me. And it was kind of disappointing that I wish there was like just a little bit more that you could interact with the world, like physics wise, you know, just like moving stuff around. But everything was pretty static other than, you know, the stuff that you're using climb and whatnot.
Yeah.
So,
yeah, like there's stuff you're meant to interact with.
Right.
It's kind of the reverse of some of the games that we've played. Like some games we play, like maybe the survival horror style games or whatever, you have like an infinite number of interactable objects that do nothing. And that's frustrating.
Yeah.
But this is the flip side where it's like there's stuff that you're supposed to interact with and it's the only stuff you're supposed to interact with.
Right, right, right.
So
we want that happy meeting.
I got stuck as well. Yeah. And that, you know, sometimes the game expects you to make what I put both as a mental and physical leap. Like the game hasn't told you explicitly how to solve this problem. Mm-hmm. And the solution is that you need to jump, right? Literally.
Yeah.
And so that got a little frustrating for me where it's like, you know, the game isn't communicating to you in anything but these visual kind of cues. And if you don't get them, like you could be stuck there for a while.
Right. Right. And just really quickly, I kind of touched on this already, but the backtracking, is there a point to it? Like, is there going to be an area where we have to kind of go back and forth? Like, or is the end of the game you climbing back down? I don't want to do that. I don't want to do that. I want to be going up. I want to be take me higher, as Creed would say. So
yes, please.
so but yeah, anything else here on dislikes, or shall we move on to our own thoughts?
I'm ready to move on, sir.
Okay. How long to beat says this game takes about 4 hours to complete. Another nice short experience. This game is Xbox Cloud and Xbox Play Anywhere compatible, so play it on your PC. Your saves will work on the cloud and on your Xbox, so good on them. Nice job. Don't nod. So
well done.
Yeah. So what you got, Tom?
Okay, so who's Don't Nod, right? Like, it sounded vaguely familiar and I couldn't place why, so I looked into it. No big surprise here. They're a French development studio. They are responsible for games that you may recognize. Life is Strange. Tell Me Why. And also Remember Me and Vampyr. So a bunch of stuff. And their list is quite a bit longer than that, but I just pulled out the highlights, the ones people are most likely to recognize. I also noted that each of these chapters, when you complete them, unlocks a new mechanic. Uh-huh. So our little jelly psychic buddy was one such mechanic.
Yeah.
But reading into it a little bit further, like the game does have depth and additional mechanics to help break up the you're just climbing sense. Nice. Want to note that, you know, to be fair. And also for anybody who is wondering, those notes that are scattered throughout the world are required reading if you want to understand the story when you finish it. So I guess when you get to the top, if you haven't read the journal entries, you're left scratching your head. But if you had, apparently the game is very rewarding.
Okay. I got to pay attention. Okay.
Yeah, you've got to pay attention, or at least you've got to find them all, because you can go into kind of the options and reread them at any time.
Oh, okay. Okay. Got it.
So
I could just get to the top and just read everything.
I suppose you could.
Okay, cool. So, Tom, we do need to find out, though, is this game going to be staying on our respective hard drives, or are we going to throw it off of this cliff and never speak of it again?
Well, Chris, I tend to feel like I hog the spotlight here a lot of the time, so why don't you tell us how you feel first?
Okay, fair enough. Look, this game was an absolute joy to play, absolutely gorgeous presentation, and the controls felt intuitive, but then they start to layer themselves up with complex. I love that. I love that when a game does that, where you add the layers on this. And it's a short game, 4 hours. I get to live, have my experience as Tom Cruise in Mission Impossible 2's intro in a game. I'm here for it. And I'm excited to go back into this game and keep climbing. What about you, Tom?
Keep on climbing. So I think the climbing mechanics feel good. Okay. Which is very important because they're such an important mechanic of the game.
Absolutely.
I'm not sure for me if it overcomes how repetitive I guess the game feels.
Okay.
But two things. Having read that there are more mechanics in there, right? And also knowing that the game isn't terribly long altogether, no. I think I've got to at least give it another hour because okay. I think I enjoyed what I played except for getting stuck. Right. I would imagine with more mechanics, it would be harder to get stuck. So I think it looks and plays really well. I'd like to see, can it, you know, can it sink its pittons into me and keep me climbing? Nice. I want to try. I'm going to give it, let's get to the halfway point, I guess, and yeah. see if we still want to keep playing or not.
Cool. Well, look at that. Well, we guess we're sticking with it, Jusong.
Yeah.
That's that. But those are our thoughts. Let us know what you guys think of this game. Follow us and say hello on Twitter at TC1H1D or shoot us an email at TC1H1D@outlook.com. Check out our next streams on Twitch at twitch.tv/1H1D or, you know, we put these out on YouTube. So, you know, we've got comments open. So send us a comment down below and see what, let us know what your thoughts are about this game and how much you love climbing. I don't know. Sure.
Or hate it.
Or hate.
You just want to sit on the ground, lay yeah. on the ground.
Yeah. Maybe you just want to touch grass. That's fine.
Maybe you want to dig holes. Go yeah. deeper instead of climb higher.
Yeah. Go further into the earth. Yeah. So 1H1D is part of that QTB network. And if you want any other cool gaming content, check it all out at quitthebuild.com/network. Yeah, Tom. Ooh. We gotta find out what we're playing next, don't we?
Yes.
And we're gonna find out right now by hitting that surprise button. So
woohoo.
Here we go. Okay.
Are you surprised, Chris?
I am surprised because Warhammer is in our midst.
Am I going to have to build and paint miniatures?
Not this time.
Oh, but okay.
Maybe next time. But we are going to be talking about Warhammer 40K Bolt Gun. So
okay.
we're going to be doing something with the gun, maybe bolting. But that's our next episode. Thank you so much, everyone, for tuning into this one and next one.
Thanks, everybody.